Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. It's warming up outside and we are ready to bust out our spring and summer wardrobe.
I'm so ready. I've literally been in sweats for a long time. And I was listening to a friend's podcast and they essentially said that we need to stop wearing sweats. And I was like, first I was offended, and then I was like, you know what? That's probably right.
Yeah, now that it's warm outside, it's time to get dressed. It's time to, you know, get back into the swing of things. Texas has had some up and down weather, so it's been like hot, cold. But I think we're on the up and up now to where we can go ahead and start getting ourselves together.
Right, although I'm not on the up and up. I've been sick for the past like 3 days because of the crazy weather in Texas. I feel like whenever it's like so intense, like the hot cold, it always gets to me. But I am getting ready to look cute right after this spell is over.
I love that for you. I love it. I love it. Okay, so today we're going to break down what, this is your millennial cheat sheet, by the way. So this is your April trend report. What are the girlies doing? What are they wearing? So millennial cheat sheet for this month, we're going to break down spring, summer fashion trends and all the things that you should be putting together and wearing for the new season.
Let's do it.
All right. So we were kind of like going through some articles in Vogue and Elle and just looking online and also just taking in our observations from things we've seen on social media and in our everyday lives. And one thing that Sarah and I both were kind of loving is this like whole rosettes trend.
Oh, I love the rosette
trend. Yeah. So pretty, right?
So pretty.
Yeah, so I've been seeing it on the neck. I've been seeing it on details, like applique details on clothing. And it's just very feminine and chic. And so it was no surprise to me that this is one of the hot trends for summer and spring.
I love a rosette detail. I've actually been seeing them a lot on swimwear too. Do you know the brand Same?
Yes. Oh my God. They keep haunting me with their Instagram ads.
Literally, I'm obsessed with everything that they do. I love their swimwear. It's so beautiful. And I definitely want one of those rosette swimwear pieces for spring and summer because I think it's going to be so cute and trendy. But I also think that it's like a very great, like it's a great investment piece.
For sure. So pretty. And I think Mara Hoffman also has some really fun detail like that as well.
Oh, really? I need to check that out.
I think so, because I feel like Shay has a beautiful dress. I believe it's from there. It has like rosette details on the chest, but she had some other stuff like that too. So pretty.
I've got to check that out because I love it. I also really like how the girlies are wearing like a satin rosette with like a very dainty satin rosette around their neck. I think it looks so cute. If you just wear it with like a plain strapless dress, it just looks so chic. Or even if you're wearing like a strapless mini, the rosette necklace and maybe some boots. Oh, I love that look.
Yes. So
on a trench.
Mm-hmm. So chic. So ladies, that's one of the trends. That's something that maybe you wouldn't think to try, but they have them at Zara. So the rosettes are super affordable. You don't have to spend a lot of money. And they are adorable. So give it a try. If you do, let us know. Tag us. We'd love to see the look you put together.
Yes, for sure. Another trend that I'm really into, and this is also trending on TikTok, but I feel like it's a long time coming, is quiet luxury. I love the idea of quiet luxury. What are your thoughts on that, Steph?
Well, honestly, we were just talking. I just attended a lunch with Net-a-Porter and Loro Piana, and they are such a, like the epitome of a quiet luxury brand.
Exactly.
So like so many like elevated, beautiful, chic pieces. But then when I looked at the price point, because I wasn't like super familiar with the brand, I looked at the price point on the website and I was like, oh, okay. So this is like luxury. So fabulous. But the pieces were stunning. So like Bottega is another quiet luxury brand.
Essentially, quiet luxury is a beautiful, luxurious piece of clothing or an accessory, but it doesn't have a logo on it.
Right. Yeah.
And that's so you're considered just wearing quite it. Luxury.
Yeah. You're basically wearing it for the quality. You're wearing it because you love it. You're not wearing it to get like name brand recognition, which not, I'm exactly. not saying that other people wear like logos and labels for that reason. But yes. There is like this topic going around on TikTok where they were basically like having a debate about like quiet luxury. And is that the way to go? Is that the more elevated, the actual affluent clientele? Like, is that the better way to do luxury versus like the more loud logos that other people, you know, might take the approach of? So,
I mean, they're just as expensive. So of course you have to decide. But for example, like I love The Row, I love Bottega Veneta, I love all their stuff. But Bottega, because of their woven details, it's like a very, you can like tell if something's Bottega.
Yeah.
Without it saying that it's Bottega. But I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like that too. They just came out with, I don't know if they just, but I saw it recently on Farfetch. These like little, it's like the mini Jody, but an even smaller version.
What? Like mini, I feel like that thing probably could not even fit a thing in it though.
I mean, I doubt it. Maybe like lipstick and your ID. I had lunch yeah. with someone who was carrying one and I was like, I have to touch this bag. It is so cute. It was adorable.
I love it. How cute. I mean, how big was it?
Literally maybe the size of my hand. It's actually pretty comparable to my Fendi bag. It has a little less depth to it than my little Fendi handle bag, but it's smaller than that.
Oh, like just a little bit.
It's so tiny and cute. I think it was like $1,700.
Oh my God. What did she even have in that bag?
Not much, girl. Like literally lipstick, I think. Like
I love it. Yeah, I also think like for men, quiet luxury is like even a bigger thing. Like for example, Tom Ford. I mean, for women too, Tom Ford. Or also, I think Bruno Cucinelli is one of them. Like he makes like $500 t-shirts. But apparently Mark Zuckerberg, if you see him and he's just wearing a plain t-shirt, it's not a plain t-shirt. It's apparently Bruno Cucinelli's t-shirts that are like $500 or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think he's wearing Hanes. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, but like you literally cannot tell the difference.
Yeah, but quiet luxury. That's, you know, the people who can do it, they can afford to do it. So good for you.
Exactly. Oh, all black everything. I'm really into that. This is going to be a big trend for summer, according to Elle.
According to Elle, wearing all black, which might get a little warm.
Well, I feel like you could wear like, the way they're doing it as examples is like a skim slip dress or like a really cute mini dress with like cutout detailing. So I'm kind of into that.
I am too. I have a long, it's like a maxi dress. It's kind of got halter detail. I plan on wearing that. It's black. I just got it from Revolve. I plan on wearing that on vacation or maybe like for date night, dinner. It's really cute.
Right. I feel like sometimes black is just such a great basic to have in your wardrobe, like at all times. Like, for example, if I go on like a beach vacation or a summer vacation, I love to take a black dress with me, something that's summer appropriate, like in terms of like sleeveless or whatever, you know, like a slip dress, like a light cotton or even a linen.
Yes.
And then pairing it with like a straw tote and sandals. I feel like it's such a cute look. It's so classic. I feel like it looks elegant.
Yeah, and I love that you can wear it. Like, black is so evergreen. You can wear it all the time, any season. Exactly. So it's a great investment color as well for your wardrobe.
I'm happy for the past few seasons. A lot of trends are actually wearable and things that are classic. So, like, if you invest in them this season, you could still rewear them over and over again. Like, it doesn't always have to be like in fashion, but it's something that will add to a beautiful wardrobe, like a staple wardrobe.
Yeah, no, totally. Now, one thing that I'm really excited about, and I've been kind of like dying laughing again at 3 a.m. on TikTok looking at some of the the videos about it, but like maxed out hems is another like trend. So like the long skirts, you know, denim of course is trending again for the season, but those like midi denim skirts, and some of them are like to your ankles, like just long denim skirts. Those are so on trend. But like what people are kind of saying about it, though, is like it's bringing back flashbacks of like very like girls who grew up very conservative who could only wear that.
Oh, my God. Like
bringing up childhood trauma for some people. And I'm like, oh,
that is. Oh my gosh, yeah. I don't know how to respond to that. But I wouldn't have even put two and two together. But then again, we didn't grow up that way.
Yeah, I wasn't forced to wear maxi denim skirts, but I'm glad that it's back, and I hope that if you used to wear it many years ago, maybe you still have one and you can pull it out of your closet because it's back, girlfriend, with a vengeance. I got one that is like more of a midi length and it's got a slit in the front, but I wouldn't mind a longer one.
Exactly. I'm really into the denim trend, just denim everything. Like I got a pair of denim cargos from Abercrombie. Cargo pants are really trending at the moment as well. And I thought just mixing denim and cargos, they're so comfortable. I love those jeans. They are amazing. And then also, I feel like denim, just head to toe denim is also like a really classic look.
Yes.
That you can rewear over and over again. I feel like denim has been such a staple in the fashion industry. It's always made a comeback. Like right now, I'm only envisioning Brittany and Justin in a head-to-toe denim look. I forgot like what event they were at, but you know that iconic photo of them both.
Oh, totally. Yeah. They were ahead of their time.
Yes. I'm really, really into the trend.
Yeah. And I will be continuing to buy. I actually bought a denim like strapless like top from Amazon. Zara had one very similar, but I wanted to see if the Amazon one was like, I don't know, if it was worth it, basically, because it was very affordable. So I got it, and I will say I'll probably go ahead and get the Zara one because like the denim quality wasn't quite what I would want it to be. It was kind of like scratching me. So I'm like, no, I'll just buy the higher quality one. But yeah, a denim strapless top with a button detail in the front. I love that look. I want to pair that with a denim skirt, maybe even some cargo pants. That would be really cute too. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways to wear it.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I feel like everybody has like a denim jacket and jeans in their wardrobe. Like you don't have to go out and buy something super trendy unless you really want to. I feel like just a head-to-toe denim look with just a jacket and jeans can work too.
Yeah, which you did that when we were in Toronto. No, not yeah. Toronto. Where were we? We were in Canada.
Vancouver.
Vancouver, when we were in Vancouver. And that was like really chic. I loved it.
Right. I know. I need to wear those jeans again before the weather gets too cold, too warm, because it's like half leather and half denim.
Yes, oh, but you would have, jeans. You would be hitting two trends in one.
Oh yeah, that's right, black.
Yes, girl.
There we go.
Okay, so what trend are you most excited about? What do you want to tell the girlies to be wearing?
I'm really into quiet luxury because I have some Bottega pieces that I want to bring back. I have this beautiful off-white or bone-colored clutch, and then I have like these nude sandals, and they're basically been my summer staples for a long time because they look so good together and they're perfect summer accessories. So I'm excited to bring those back. I'm really into the all black trend because I have a lot of black in my wardrobe. I have a lot of linen in my wardrobe or black linen, some black dresses that are summer appropriate. I'm excited to wear those. I'm going to continue to wear denim on denim until it's too hot to do so in Texas. I don't have a midi skirt, but you know, jeans, I don't know if that would be a denim on denim trend. So yeah, until it's too hot to do so in Texas. And then also the rosette trend, I'm really excited for that because, you know, florals for spring are not groundbreaking, as some line in a movie, I don't know what it was. Was it Mean Girls? I have no idea.
I feel like it had Anne Hathaway in it and Meryl Streep. I just can't think of the name.
Oh, Devil Wears Prada.
It was that.
Yes. Okay. Well, yeah. But they're continuing into summer this time. So very excited about that. I'm definitely going to get one of those rosette necklaces from Zara, like you were talking about, and absolutely investing in a same swimwear because I'm so obsessed with their brand. I'm obsessed with Shea Marie. I love her style. She's such a baddie.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to have to eventually give in because the way that they are targeting me on Instagram, it's wild with their ads.
Oh my God, I love it.
I just like on my stories, on my feed, I'm like, ah, you know, I want this swimsuit. I probably added it to my cart at least 1,000 times, you know, but.
I have it bookmarked on my Instagram too. I need to do it. I really want one of them. I think it would be a really, it's an investment, but it's a beautiful staple. Like definitely, I mean, imagine wearing it in Italy.
So chic.
So chic.
Or even just to your community pool, because that's where I'd be wearing it.
That too. Or Vegas. You're going to Vegas, so you could wear it to one of the pool parties.
Yes, I'll be in my rosette swim. All the other girls are probably in their thong bikinis.
Either way, whatever works.
Bringing a totally different vibe.
Exactly.
Okay, so what I'm excited about, and one trend that we haven't like super talked about, but it's like the oversized blazer with super-sized shoulders or just like an oversized detail. So I have one from Anita Bing that I really love. It's got more of a boxy shoulder, but then it's got a cinched waist, which is really nice. I have one that I bought from Source Unknown that I'm going to probably end up giving to Sarah because it just doesn't fit me right. But I loved the idea of it. I might try again. I might order a different one and see if that one fits me better. But it said one size fits all.
Tell them about the one size fits all conundrum, which I don't know why brands are doing that if it doesn't fit all.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm a size 6'8". So if a size 6'8" doesn't fit me, like you cannot say one size fits all. That is so bad. But anyway, our friend Shay had this blazer when she was with us in Dallas and I loved it on her. And she's very petite, but it was very oversized on her. And I just thought, oh, wow. Like if it fits you like that, it should fit me about the same or a little bit more fitted because like I'm larger than she is. But when I got it, like I can't even move my shoulders and I can't button. I mean, I can button it, but it's pulling. So it's very obvious that the fabric is pulling at my stomach. It just does not fit. I was so disappointed. I reached out to the brand and I was just like, I let them know, like, you should not be saying something is one size fits all. And it doesn't even fit like me. I'm like, I'm not that big. Like, that is so bad. Like,
yeah, it's really bad. And the fact that you can't send it back and it's been like a whole thing, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they closed their US warehouse. So I would have to send it to another country, which is going to, at my own expense, it was going to be so expensive to send it back. So I just have this blazer in my trunk. Not a good review of Source Unknown. Sorry, but.
Now I'm like skeptical of trying anything from them because I'm like, well, if it doesn't fit and I can't send it back, then.
Yeah, you're going to be stuck with it like I am. But maybe if my shoulders shrink or if I... Oh.
Literally.
I might try it again one day. But yeah, oversized blazers. I'm excited about that. I also just got...
Also, Anita Bang blazers are so good.
They are.
I can just say they're so good. They're expensive, but you can literally wear them forever. They're just like a really great staple, classic pieces to have. I have a green one and I'm obsessed with it. I wear it all the time.
Yeah, I love that green one. I've seen you in it. I just got one in from Revolve too that I'm excited about. It's a little bit more affordable. So like Revolve is a great place to shop for oversized blazers. Zara, even if oversized isn't your thing, like Mango has great blazers, H&M.
Yes.
I feel like that's a trend that just stays season after season. So it's good to have some different colors, some different structures, different sizes, whether you want oversized or more of like an actual suiting fitting, up to you. But I love a great blazer moment.
Right.
And then, of course, the denim trend. That's one that I'm excited about. That's probably the one I'll be wearing the most this summer. I just love it. And of course, I'll have to modify once we get to 106 here in Texas. But
oh my God, I'm not looking forward to those days. I get that though. Yeah. I mean, you could always do leather. Denim shoes. I have these like beautiful denim sandals that I've had for such a long time. And I haven't worn them in a really long time. I'm like, wow, I can actually wear these now.
Yeah, totally.
I love it. Like for a whole head to toe denim look.
Yes. And then one other thing, like for when it gets really warm, sheer is another thing that's trending. So I like sheer tops, skirts with sheer detail. That's a great way to like keep it cool, you know, while also wearing something that is on trend and probably
summer appropriate. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You'll be able to keep it cool that way for sure.
Love
okay,
it.
So we talked about what the girlies are wearing. What are the girlies doing this spring and summer? Where are they traveling to? Where are they brunching? Where are they eating?
According to TikTok, some of them are eating at Carbone, and those are my type of girlies.
Oh, yeah. I'm at Carbone. Last month, I did Carbone 3 times, and this month, I hope I can do the same.
Yeah, I know. You need to go. I mean, Steph and I were talking about this when we were not recording, but I asked her if she ate the spicy rigatoni every time, and she said every time.
Every time. Delicious.
It's so good. It's so good.
It's worth the
hype. I'll never forget the waiter's face when he was like, so do you want 5 spicy rigatonis? Like, you don't want an entree? And we're like, no. The side is our entree.
Yes. And he thought we were going to share it. Absolutely not.
No. We each got our own spicy rigatoni, and we each finished it all.
Cleared our plates. Yes.
It's just divine. The bread and pasta is just like indulgence at its finest.
Let me check their reservations. Let me see if they have one.
I love it. You're like, I need to go for the 4th time. I need to drive to Dallas just to eat there with you. Oh, yes. It's so good.
Come, you'll be welcomed with open arms.
I know. Literally, I think we need to make a reservation and hit that spot because I need a spicy rigatoni in my life immediately.
Yes.
Now that we've talked about it for all of 2 minutes.
we're fans, as you can see.
You guys, it's addictive. It's really addictive.
Okay, so they're eating at Carbone. I feel like they're also having lunch at Restoration Hardware if you have one in your area with a restaurant. I'm seeing that everywhere. They're traveling to the Bahamas. Where else are they traveling
really?
To? I've seen the Bahamas recently. I always see Turks, but I'm like, you know, where else? Like,
are they traveling to Italy? Because they're also
the Maldives. I have seen Italy. But yeah, I feel like that's a good list. Or they're also just going to Mexico. Cabo's very big right now. Everyone's going to Cabo.
Yeah, Cancun. I'm really into this.
Yeah, you can get into, you know, Cancun's a quick trip from Dallas. I don't know where you're listening from. I feel like we have listeners all over, but I love that Dallas to Cancun is always a quick trip. So they're traveling. They're
or basically even Cabo.
Yeah, Cabo's good. They're basically getting their sun in. They're getting their vitamin D. So a little beach vacation never hurt anybody.
Literally. I am dying to go on a beach vacation. I feel like I haven't been on a beach vacation in a long time, and I really want to go.
Okay, well, let's go. Maybe that'll be...
Let's go. I know. I recently went to Destin, and I was like, wait, I did go on a beach vacation, but it was cloudy of the 2 days I was there, so
oh, no.
It didn't really feel like a beach vacation, but I feel like we need to go on a nice beach vacation.
Yeah.
I would be down to go to the Bahamas again.
Yeah, Visit Bahamas was actually in Dallas this past week. They were like, basically their tourism board. They're trying to promote different aspects of the Bahamas. So I have the lady's contact information.
Hell yeah. Let's go, Steph.
Happen.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I love the Bahamas. Also, it's like a quick flight from Miami, which is really nice too. So you could do a little Miami stopover.
Yeah, a little Miami moment.
On the way to the Bahamas.
What else are the girlies doing? The millennial girlies. Any other trends you want to cover?
No, I think I'm actually very excited for these trends because these are things that I have in my wardrobe and I can repurpose. Other than the rosette trend, but...
Yeah, and I feel like that's an easy one, though. You can get like a $15 rosette from Zara.
Exactly. I'm very excited about this.
Yes. Okay, so that's our trend report for spring, summer 2023, your millennial cheat sheet of the month. We hope that you found this helpful because a lot of this is, like Sarah was saying, very wearable, things you probably already own, but maybe just needed a little guidance to push you along the way.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening. We will catch you next Sunday.
Talk to you next Sunday. Bye.